Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday. Yes, honey, it is smoking Monday around here. Y'all know it's Halloween. Happy Halloween, y'all. Do y'all know I saw Smokey and Bandit rushing all around up in here? Now, listen, they're supposed to be down in Studio F. They got a, you know, special thing going on. They're going to have a little party tonight and everything. I say these folks is dressed up in all kind of costumes. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. Listen, I'm broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's cloudy today, about 55 degrees. Let me tell you something. These people around here all dressed up. It reminds me one time when I was working at the Hyatt Regency Hotel, the Hyatt. I was working at the Hyatt. Now, listen, let me tell you something. Them people, it wasn't no Halloween costume. The reason why I'm telling y'all, it reminds me of when I worked at the Hyatt. I was working in catering. I was a catering secretary. It was real nice. It was a bar, but, I mean, they worked you by the sweat of your brow. You hear me? But one time, they had this convention going on. It was Star Trek convention. That's what it was. It was Star Trek convention, and I'm telling you, it was a hoot. That's one of the great things about working at a hotel. You see all these different conventions that you never even really knew about or heard about. Back then, I didn't know that there was a Star Trek convention like that. I mean, everybody was dressed up and all these different costumes. And, I mean, I was walking the halls like, oh, my, would you look at their ass? Oh, my goodness. And they have all the tables out everywhere, and people is just socializing. I mean, it is a really big deal. It was a really big deal. So, listen, that's what Halloween reminds me of, the Star Trek conventions, all the Trekkies and everything. It was really, really something. I loved it. Listen. But y'all know it's Musical Monday. I got some really super bad music on today. It's Halloween! I guess they pulled a Halloween stunt on me. But no, that would be April Fool's when I went down to the clinic to do this little test. I don't know what they have. My mind is still miscombobulated on what they sent me through for nothing. Rolling out of my bed for nothing. Spending my time and everything going down. And didn't even get done what I was supposed to do. I cannot wait to see that doctor. He's going to hear something from me. I am telling you what's the truth. But y'all, you know it's October the 31st, 2022. It's 3 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone. It's 4 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off. Honey, you know I got to push it up to the ATL, to the home team. Got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Bhattati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbo Rum, G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumboRum.com. We have two different flavors of Gumbo Rum, natural vanilla, which is Gumbo Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumbo Silver. Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumbo Rum. Lord, today, listen, let me tell y'all something. We got some good news. I'm telling you, Steve, bless his little heart. I mean, that's the hardest working man I ever seen. He drives all up and down. This ain't no joke. This ain't no joke around here. Y'all know I love to entertain, but this ain't no joke. Bless Steve Gum's heart. I mean, he drives up and down the coast all the time with Gumbo Rum. I tell you, he be busy, and I'm telling you, I'm trying to help him as much as I can. I just love my feet. Listen, but y'all check this out. We got some really good news that's come. I hope I ain't spilling the beans too early. Honey, we got a big deal that's going on. They are looking for different brands to come into Chicago. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to get my cash and my coins off because, listen, they are working on it. Listen, so what that means is, we'll see why it's some good news. There is a big corporation that's coming into Chicago that's willing to spend $700,000. $700,000. I'm going to pull it up and read exactly. So they're looking for some brands, some alcohol brands to come into Chicago, and y'all know Steve Gum is on the list. All right, now listen. I'm going to get back to that later. I got to give my Steve Gum his plug because that man is fucking hard. That's the hardest working
you know, man that's, you know, retired. Now, listen, he retired. That's the hardest retired man I ever seen that worked. You hear what I'm saying up here? Listen, I got some bad music on today. Independent artist, LaGaia, LaGaia. Yes, indeed. Who gonna be hearing this music, baby? Yeah. Your music is being heard by people all over the world. Listen, before I get into the music, I want you guys to do me a favor while you're on Facebook. Use keyword Fear Smell. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Now, listen, I do have a word from my sponsor about Brain Fog. Now, listen, I feel this is really important to me. It really, really is about brain fog. I'm going to talk about that in just a moment. Now, what I was saying earlier, y'all know I like to entertain, so I had to dial down a little bit so y'all understand what I'm talking about up in here with my main sponsor, Gumba Rum. So listen, this is it. So it's a brand promotion, and they contacted Gumba Rum. This is all good news for us. So listen, they have a massive brand ambassador team with 500 members and 25 million followers. What they are doing, they are bringing 8 brick-and-mortar locations into San Diego and Chicago. Now, you know what that means. They're opening up a $700,000 bar in Chicago, and they're looking to add brands. Okay, so that means Gumba Rum. You hear what I'm saying up in here? This is going to be opening January 5th, 2023. So you know I'm real excited because I love my Gumba Rum. I love my Gumba Rum. This is exciting. This is great news. It's just awesome. So awesome. So listen. It's good stuff. Now listen, I got another word from a sponsor in regard to brain fog. I want y'all to check it out. This is serious. It is serious business. Y'all check this out.
When it comes to brain fog information, you need straight facts based on nutritional biochemistry and what we know about brain metabolism and treating neurological disorders. To get started on your path to erase brain fog, visit www.brainfogrecoveryprogram.com.
All right, now, this is about erasing brain fog. This is serious. It is nutrition for brain fog recovery. I want you guys to go to the website, which is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. So once again, it's brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. And let me just tell you, there are some reviews on the site. And now she knows what she's doing. She didn't just get into this yesterday, okay? So she knows what she's doing. It is serious business. And I believe in recovery. Listen, when it comes to your brain, baby, you better know I'm serious about that. When it comes to your brain, blood pressure, listen, when you have gone through some things, you don't play around. You be on a mission. At least I do. I be on a mission to help some people out. You know what I'm saying? When you been at death door and you done laid there looking. Now, listen, some people that goes to death door and they be talking about they see the lights. Well, it wasn't like that for me. I didn't see no bright lights. I didn't see none of that. You know, when some people have death experiences, they die and they come back to life and they say, oh, I seen all this bright light and I seen all this. I ain't seen none of that. I was in a holding possession. Nothing but black darkness. It wasn't about dying. It was that still. It was like I was in between heaven and earth. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, it was an experience showing up. It was everything still. It was black. I didn't see no lights. Didn't see no stars. Didn't see none of that. Do you hear me? I know a lot of people say they see all this. I ain't seen none of that. It was just dark. It was cold. It was scary. And I said, it was like, okay, well, which direction am I supposed to be going in? saying? So anyway, it was my time. It was not my time. And so, you know, I am telling you, thank God. So listen, let me tell y'all this. I got some reviews on this website. I want y'all to take a listen. Listen. Now, this is Emile, professional woman. Now, she says, I've noticed that my really intense brain fog has basically subdued. So listen, these are testimonies from individuals who was going through brain fog, and they are stating what they noticed after going through brain fog recovery program. So listen, this is a professional woman. Her testimony is on the website. If you go to brainfogrecoveryprogram.com, you will see this on the website. So she's saying it basically subsided, right? It stopped. Now, this is another testimony from Gina. She is a Gino, G-I-N-O, Gino. He is a business owner, and he says he highly recommends the program where every other doctor wants to run from you when you say you have brain fog. Nicole wants to bring you in close and help you. That's the best way I can summarize working with Nicole. Now, listen. Nicole is not a medical doctor, but she is trained in helping you to clear up your brain fog. You hear what I'm saying up in here? Listen, this is serious business. You can also click on the bread. You'll see a bread dot that says get the guide. Click on get the guide, and also go one step further and register to work with Nicole. I am telling you, it is serious. When it comes to your mind, it's serious business. I am telling you, don't mess around with that. No, baby. That's why I be serious. I be on a mission, and I'm telling you, I do not mess around. Nope. So listen, I got some music that's going on that is Brain Fog. Listen, that's one of the sponsors, Brain Fog. Once again, the website is brainfogrecoveryprogram.com. Go to the website and check out Nicole. She is serious. This is, you know, you can't play around with stuff like that. So listen, she is not playing around. She is serious about helping you to recover from your brain fog. It is a real thing. It is a real thing. Listen, I got some music going on from independent artist. Look, guy, I'm telling you, this sweetheart is something else. I love her. She's got the shine. She's got the stuff. Now listen, y'all heard this on the 5th Minute Work on Halloween. Yeah. I ain't scared to say Halloween. Some people scared to say Halloween. Because them ghosts and them goblins, they just walking around in costumes. They ain't coming for me. Because you know what? I got a whole host of angels that's backing me up. So listen, you heard this on the 5th Female Network on October 31st. I'm saying this about independent artist LaGaia. Listen, her sound is so good. Listen, her sound is really, really great, and I can see her working with television programs, because I was telling you guys earlier about, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. I used to watch that show, Sabrina the Teenage Witch, and they would have bands on like Eden's Crush and then the Gilmore Girls. I know these are some old shows, but listen, they still do this today where they have shows where they have bands on like The Flash. I used to watch The Flash, and you see these bands that's playing. Listen, people get really huge breaks when you get those invitations, and listen, it can happen. Listen, also, I had Nia's Miller was on the show, Nia Smith, and it was a funny thing. I'm going to play his shout-out, and then I'm going to play some music by independent artist LaGaia Escuta. Now, listen, I had Nia Smith on the show. This was just maybe 2 weeks ago. I played his music, and I'm telling you, that man has a golden voice. And I did not know what he was working on. I did not know what he was doing. He just came across the network. I played the music. I heard, I says, oh, my God. I says, Nia, you need to be, you know, going through America's Got Talent, or you need to go through the show because your voice and your talent is phenomenal. I says, you need to go to America's Got Talent, you know, or the other one, you know, The Voice, and participate and go through the program. I says, because you really got it going on. Next thing I know, when he heard the show, he says, you know what? That's what I'm doing. I'm getting licensed with my music and what I'm doing for TV and film. So listen, it is a real thing. When I say this thing, I'm just not letting words fall out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? I am just not giving up my breath and my air just to be working my mouth. Okay, so listen, I got something I want you guys to hear from Nia Smith. He got a shout out. Listen, I want you guys to check this out. Take a look.
Hey, this is Nia Miller out of New York City, independent songwriter, producer, vocalist, giving a big shout out to Indie Lady and the Fierce Female Network. Listen, I really appreciate the support of her playing my music on the air and giving the positive affirmations that she did. Indie music is the biggest growing sector in the music business today, and I really appreciate having the support of people like Indie Lady, who give us ears on our music and make things happen. So love to the Windy City. Love to Indie Lady. Keep doing what you do. We need you. And thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right. That is Nice Miller. Now it's Nice Miller. Now, did you hear that voice? That's just his speaking voice. Now, can you imagine hearing him sing? I am telling you, he is the bomb. So listen, I have some music that's coming up right now by independent artist LaGaia, and she's got that shine. She really does. So this is 12-Sided Die. Take a listen to this. Check this out. That is so hot. That is so hot. That's 12-sided die. That is independent artist Lagaya. I'm telling you, she's got that shine. She's got that thing. She's got what it takes to get her there. Listen, I'm telling you, in the next 12 months, she'll be locked in. She will be locked in and choose whatever she wants to do with her music and her career. And listen, see, it's a difference between doing music and having a career. Listen, she is doing it because she's born to do it, and she has a purpose. She's on a mission. Listen, it's a difference between doing music and just doing something. Sometimes I wonder. Sometimes I hear music, I'm just like, well, why are they doing this? So listen, for me, you know, I talk about millionaire music all the time. An independent artist, Lagaya, that is what she has. She has millionaire music because she'll be able to pick and choose which direction she wants to go in with her music. Within the next 12 months, I'm telling you, she will be locked in with the hugest deal ever in her career and in her life. So listen, she just got that sound, and she's headed in that direction, right? She is headed for stardom. And we see it all the time on Fierce Female Network. Different artists come on the show, different bands come on the show, and I'm telling you, it's just like fireworks around here. What's that song? Was it Katy Perry that made song? Baby, you were fire, you were. Yeah, I love that song. So listen, it is just like that for independent artist Lagaya. I am telling you, within the next 12 months, she'll be locked, loaded on her way, and she'll be picking and choosing what she wants to do because she'll have so many contracts in front of her, she won't know what to do with herself. So listen, I got to get on up out of here. I am out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. And I get to do it all over again a little bit later on this evening. In the special words of Don Caniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.